Brian and Trisha, we are Quixie 98.3. Well, it's Friday.
It is.
We had a lot going on last Friday. We were unable to do a group fish fry outing.
Yeah.
And that was really sad because we were wanting to do it every week during the Lenten season. You ended up getting some fish that night with your family, but that was different and it wasn't the same as what our original plan was.
Right.
So are we on or are we off for fish today?
I am on for fish today. Fish fry.
I'm A, glad you said that, and B, upset you said that.
Why?
I want fish. I have time. I'm not behind here at work. I can take the extra time to go somewhere and eat lunch. I don't have any cash on me.
Hey. So I can cover you, buddy.
Can you cover me?
I can cover
okay.
you.
Okay. Yes, fish fry.
You gotta pay with cash.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want your credit card because it's easier for them if you just pay with cash.
It also cuts into their profits if they're having to pay the credit card company. So
yes.
I get it. I'm fine with it.
So, yeah, there's some other people in the office that are going as well. So I don't know if we'll be there at 11 or at 11:30. But
well, we're
going
to go.
That's we are. We're
so
going.
Where are we going this time?
Faith Apostolic Church again.
Okay, great.
Because
great experience there.
I don't know of another one in our area, like close. Yes. I mean,
yes.
I know there are other lunchtime ones, but in a place that we can go on our lunch break that
and
we
get
can
there
get
and
to.
Get back.
Yeah. So that's the one we're going to again, and we're bringing new people with us this time.
And how many of us do you think are going all together?
I don't know yet. I haven't done a head count.
Are there any external people going with us? Because we had friends of the show that were going to go along,
No,
too.
Yeah, we had a couple of police officers, John Denham and Chris Denham. John Thomas and Chris Denham.
Chris adopted John to finish raising him, right?
Oh, my gosh. That whole thing was a train wreck, kind of like, you know, them working together sometimes.
Yeah.
They were supposed to go with us, but they've got like other obligations or something. I don't know, like work. And
stupid
stuff
police work.
Don't say that. Good grief. So they're not able to go because they've got other stuff going on. So
well, that's sad.
Just be office peeps and whoever we run into that we claim as our friends there.
Well, we like everybody, so.
We do.
And, yeah, the idea that we could go week after week after week and never repeat the dessert because they have, like, 20 kinds.
Yes, I'm excited to see what they've got this week.
Well, last time I had my fish on rye bread, I have the option of getting it on a bun this time.
Yeah.
And last time I had beans and I had potatoes. This time I could have the slaw.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of variety there. So.
There is.
Brian and Trisha, we are Quixie 98.3 Journey and Lights. So you got to watch what you say into these microphones because they are live and they do go out over the airwaves
and people
can hear.
Listening.
People can hear your words.
Yeah, and you don't know who's listening.
So Poopaw just walked in and, you know, when your family members are listening, you got to watch what you say because they may take it seriously and they may be worried about you.
Well, he doesn't want you to have to borrow money from somebody.
So Robert is a great guy. He's been my stepdad. How long have you been married to Mom? Like 12 years, 15 years? It's a long time. I know that. Robert doesn't want to be
on
the radio.
Don't put him on the spot.
He doesn't want to be on the radio. I see him walk in, and he walked in with confidence. So it's,
yeah.
You could tell that this is either somebody who has business here or they've been in the building before, but he had his back to me, and I couldn't tell. I'm like, who is that? He just walked in. Oh, it's Poopaw. And he smiles and he holds up a $20 bill. And I'm like, why is he giving me $20? What is this? And he said, I heard what you said, that you were going to go to lunch with Trisha, but you didn't have any money. Debt weighs heavily on a man's heart. Here, take this. And I'm like, I could like sell her the money. I can pay her back. And he said, no. I said, but now I owe you $20. And he said, no, you don't. We're family.
He said, just get it next time.
So, and I'm like,
how sweet.
It is sweet. But I'm not on the air begging for money. This is not a telethon.
But your stepdad, leading by example.
He's a good guy.
Yes.
He's the best Poopaw. And the thing is that he doesn't have to do anything because, you know, he chose to be in the family. But when you choose to join the family, you're not really obligated. He does stuff just because he wants to, which in my opinion means more.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have to do anything.
I love it.
I do too.
Well, now I don't have to let you borrow any money either.
Yeah,
so.
you can get to keep your fish money now. Thank you. I genuinely appreciate the money. Now I got to buy him lunch.
I bet he won't even require
Probably
it.
Probably not.
He doesn't expect it.
He'll be like, oh, I don't remember what you're talking about.